From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Cubans are mourning the death of 90-year-old Fidel Castro, the communist country's revolutionary leader who ruled for half a century. The cause of death, which occurred late Friday, remains unknown. Retiree Fidel Zamora said the Cuban leader will always be present. He'll remain Cuba's biggest pride. Mr. Castro had been in poor health since he nearly died of an intestinal ailment in 2006. He ceded power to his 85-year-old brother Raul, but Cuban expert Jaime Suchlicki of the University of Miami says he expects no change.
It's an end of an era, but the government remains the same. Raul Castro continues the same policies that Fidel had implemented for some 50 years. He was next to Fidel for all those years, the longest serving Minister of Defense in the history of the world. So nothing really has changed for the daily life of the Cubans.
The incoming White House Chief of Staff for President-elect Donald Trump, Reince Priebus, said on U.S. television, improving relations must be a two-way street.
We're not going to have a unilateral deal coming from Cuba back to the United States without some changes in their government. Repression, open markets, freedom of religion, political prisoners. These things need to change in order to have open and free relationships, and that's what President-elect Trump believes, and that's where he's going to head.
A series of memorials gets underway Monday. Cubans gather in Havana's Revolution Square. More than 30 civilians killed Sunday in an ethnic clash in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo village of Luhanga. Members of the Nandi militia attacked mostly Hutu civilians with guns and machetes. The attackers identified as members of the Mai Mai Mazembe militia group. This is VOA News.